Hello and welcome to the Greener Leith Zero Waste podcast. Today's podcast is all about clothes. And it's not just for girls, we all need them, we all wear them, whether it's about fashion or function, but what do we do with them when we've finished? I'm at Changeworks in Leith to find out more.
In Scotland, every year, there's about 45,000 tonnes of clothes that are donated to charity shops. So that's really fantastic, but there's a lot more that we could be doing because a lot of clothes and textiles are still ending up in landfill sites. I'm Evelyn Mitchell and I work in the projects department of Changeworks, and we've produced the Edinburgh Charity Shop and Reuse Map in order for people to know exactly what their local charity shops are able to accept and what charity shops are able to do maybe collections or drop-offs. We saw that there was a need for some more information and we developed the charity shop and reuse map to fill this need.
And what about clothes that no one's going to really want to wear? Maybe old socks? What about pants?
Okay, that's a good question, because lots of people would just think that there's no use for these items and just put them in the bin. And actually, it's good to recycle these. So obviously you wouldn't want to put them into a charity shop, but what you can do is put them into one of the textile banks, and there's quite a lot around. They're situated in supermarket car parks, at the recycling points, and also at the council recycling centres. So sometimes it says on the textile banks that they're for charities, but it's still absolutely fine to put in any old worn clothes that you wouldn't tend to donate to charity shops. So anything you like, your holy jumpers or your worn socks, even old towels, old curtains, anything like that that's not good for reuse, still pop them into the textile banks. And what happens is that everything goes to a big sorting facility, and everything that's good for reuse will be separated and used in the charity shops. And everything that's not good for reuse will be separated and recycled into random things like industrial cloths or stuffing for sofas. So it's definitely good to still put all your worn things into the textile banks.
Evelyn, what happens to our clothes if we do just chuck them in the bin?
All the clothes end up in a landfill site with the rest of your rubbish, and because there's not much oxygen in landfill sites, they do break down quite slowly, but because of the lack of oxygen, methane gas is produced, and this is quite a potent greenhouse gas. So obviously we want to try and reduce the amount of methane being produced. So even by putting your worn jumper and your holy socks into the recycling bank so that it's recycled, will really help reduce the methane emissions in landfill sites.
And what's coming next for the Edinburgh Charity Shop Map?
It's really exciting. We've got someone working on a charity shop map app. So hopefully that will be available at the end of November. So if you just keep your eye on the Changeworks website, we'll be launching that as soon as possible.
And how will the app work?
Well, hopefully it will work so that when everybody's out and about, and or even when they're in their house and they're thinking, what can I do with this lamp? It's still in good working condition. They can just have a wee look at the app and see what charity shops are able to take something like that.
And if people want to get a copy of the map, where can they get one?
They can get in touch with Changeworks and we can post one out, or even easier is just to look on the Changeworks website and they can download their own copy. And also most of the charity shops in Edinburgh have copies, so if you just ask in your local shop, hopefully you should have one.
I'm outside Sophie's in Leith and I'm about to go in for a clothes swap party. Here we go. It's good to see a man here at the clothes swap party. So what brought you along tonight?
My partner decided that she was coming along, and I just happened to be a member of the Whisky Society, which is just across the road. So I thought I'd kill two birds with one stone and go across there and come across and support her and help her out and bring some of my own clothes along as well.
Can we catch up with you after and see what...
Yeah, sure you can, yeah. I'll see what kind of goodies I managed to find.
Okay, excellent. So what brings you to the clothes swap party?
I'm into fashion, and I always like charity shops. So clothes swap is just such a sisterhood thing. Interesting. And we don't have it in China, so very, very special.
I'm here with Anna, who owns the Swedish pubs in Leith. Anna's responsible for organising the clothes swap party here tonight. How did this all get started?
Well, basically, it was a regular here that came and asked, what about clothes swaps? Would you like to run some clothes swaps in Sofis? And at that time, just the day before, I'd seen Twiggy that had a program on telly about it. And I thought, that's a brilliant idea. So then we did it. And we have been doing it now for 3 years in January. So every second month, and lately we've even done it every month. But I bring in quite a lot from both my own and my husband's wardrobe. And we encourage men to come, you know, definitely. I think they need to swap clothes just as well as women do.
Is this about community for you, or is it about sustainability?
I think it's the pubs in itself, because obviously we do many more events than just these ones. It's a lot about community, you know, all the events. And I think pubs are there to be there for the community. And as a Swede, where we don't have a pub culture, I think I really appreciate it, because you come out, you meet people that you wouldn't necessarily meet, rather than if you just hang out with your friends at home and watch telly. You know, so it's a completely different vibe of the... it's a social thing. And then, but with the clothes swap, I think it's genius, because everyone has clothes that they haven't worn for a year. And why not swap it with someone else? And you save, obviously, lots of money, and you save lots of clothes, and someone else gets really happy for those clothes you don't really want yourself.
We've just come in to have a look at the clothes and kind of see what we would like to get. And then you're not allowed to take anything just now. And then we go out and come back in again and go for the things we want. So I don't know if there's going to be a bit of a fight for the best items.
Will you be trying to get that when you come back in?
I'm not sure. I've seen a couple of other things that I probably like first. But yeah, I'll sort of try and sort of make sure to remember where they are so I can go and get them really quickly.
So I'm sorting everything out. And then... I will let everyone back in, and then they can pick their favourites. Go ahead. I'm surprised about you.
Alan, have you got anything?
Just two things, yeah. Some nice white shoes and some shorts, because I'm going to be going off to Australia in about 6 weeks' time, and I need some shorts. So, I've got some cool ones. Nice yellow. And you know what? Yeah, they've even still got the tag on them. Brand new.
Fantastic.
Yay.
Yeah, no, I'm happy. I got everything, apart from a dress that disappeared, but I only got four items anyway. And I got... yeah, I'm really pleased. Good job.
Thank you. You're the second man that I've met here. So have you managed to find any clothes?
Yeah, I was here on a mission to actually find some of men's clothing, but my wife sent me out just to find something for her as well, so...
So you're looking for both men and women?
Both men and women, yes, just like. But most of the items that were on the agenda were already gone before I got here. So.
There's a kilt over there.
There's a kilt? What, a full kilt?
Yeah, do you want a kilt?
Let me check. I never actually had it. Owned a kilt. That's good. I could take this as my...
Yeah. So you got a kilt?
That's... I got a kilt. That's it. I got a kilt.
That's
wonderful.
Really nice tartan.
It is actually. Yeah. I don't know what tartan it is, but it's.
Yeah, it's a great colour.
I've got a teal dress, a new suit jacket, and a wee birdie shirt. So, very successful clothes swap party for me.
Everyone's been calm and lovely. And I was just saying to a girl just then, it's actually really nice to see your stuff, people holding it and thinking, oh, I've got that. And it feels nicer than it does when you sell stuff at Car Boots. And it's nice to see things go to a new home. And yeah, I'm going to do this clothes swap thing a bit more, I think.
Thank you for listening to the Greener Leith Zero Waste Podcast. I'm Emily Dodd. This podcast was funded by VegWare, Changeworks, and the City of Edinburgh Council Waste Action Grant. To follow this podcast series, just log on to greenerleith.org/zero waste.